In the national interest, let's stay with this whole notion of new discoveries here on Breakfast. A fish with character is how you might describe the handfish family. They're a primitive, though charming, marine creature, relatively rare, and they have a habit of seeming to walk on hand-like fins, it's true, on the bottom of river estuaries and oceans. 50 million years ago, handfish were thought to be everywhere. Today, Australia is their last stronghold. And today, CSIRO scientists will announce 9 new species of this wonderfully strange fish. Daniel Gledhill is a fish taxonomist with CSIRO's Wealth from Oceans flagship. That means he classifies fish, and he joins us this morning from his home in Hobart. Daniel, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Now, Daniel, most of us haven't seen a handfish, but I know you have. Just describe one for us, can you?
They're quite unusual. As you've mentioned, they walk on their hands. They've got well-developed fins. They don't tend to swim. They will if provoked, but generally just mosey around the bottom. Quite cute to look at, and some of them are quite colourful and strikingly patterned.
And a fish with hands, I'm looking at a whole lot of pictures in front of me now, they've also seemed to have all, it's almost like webbed feet or webbed fingers, aren't they?
Yes, they do. I imagine so they're not sinking into the mud, they're sitting on top of the substrate on the bottom. Yeah.
And 9 new species will be unveiled today. That brings to a total of 14 species, I think, in Australia's southern and eastern waters. This is a pretty big announcement today, isn't it?
It is, and it highlights the we're still discovering a lot of species, especially in the marine realm, and fish are relatively well known. And even for fish, we're still making more discoveries now than we ever have in the past. We're still moving forward with this side of the science.
This, the 9 new species, does this mean we'd never seen these 9 fish before, or we'd had them seen them, but we had wrongly classified them? Because on the sheet of photos I'm looking at, nearly everything is called a spotted handfish.
Okay, the spotted handfish has received a fair bit of attention over the last decade or so because they've undergone a marked decline in their population. The other species, the newly described species, some of them we've known about for some time, but usually you try to see a number of specimens of each species before you describe it, just to ensure what you're looking at is unique and not just a one-off variability.
Mm-hmm.
So in this instance, we've waited up to 30 years in some cases to try and get additional material. There comes a point, especially with conservation issues, where we need to have names on these things so we can adequately address the conservation concerns. And so in this instance, we've got some here where some are known from only 1 or 2 or even 3 specimens.
So over that 30 years, you've been trying to get more specimens and you haven't been able to, is that it?
Yes, yeah, we've had things turning up in scientific trawls. I've also had crayfishes, abalone divers and the like hand things in at different times. Although I will stress that now they're all protected, so please, if you find one in the wild, don't bring it into us. We'd love a photo, leave it in situ, a photo and some details about where you saw it would be fantastic.
Daniel, if it's been so hard to get extra members of these species to properly classify them, that suggests they're extremely rare. I mean, do we have any sense of what sort of numbers we are talking about of some of these species that are still alive?
Okay, the spotted handfish, as I said, this is the one that's received the most attention. Current estimates are maybe around 1,000 or maybe a few more. And they're restricted to the lower reaches of the Derwent Estuary and surrounding bays. This species once was distributed right across the east coast of Tasmania. And as recently as the 1970s, it was up on the northeast, and in the 50s, it was around St Helens and the like. And now, as I said, it's highly restricted. So whereas others they're fairly broadly distributed, but from what we know, they're very patchy. So you might go many kilometres, between populations, and we just don't have a handle on that yet. We're still finding out information as we go.
And what are the conservation issues? What is causing these kind of very small numbers of handfish? Obviously, they're not surviving or adapting particularly well. Is the warming of oceans, for instance, the implications of climate change, is that an issue for handfish?
It could be. Look, the very, very short answer here, I could spend a bit of time on this. The handfish, they've got a very poor life history strategy in that they lay a very small number of large eggs. They attach these to the bottom, and when the eggs hatch, juveniles pop out that look very similar to the adults. And so they don't disperse very widely. Even the juveniles just walk around on the bottom and tend to stay in the vicinity of where the adults were. So what you've got is a species that doesn't spread very easily. So if it's wiped out from one area or struggling in one area, it doesn't have the ability to then move to a new location.
And so we've got to go, Daniel, but for people looking an eye out for, on the hunt for tax for handfish, where should we be looking in Australian waters?
Look, mainly we've got a number of species endemic to Tasmania, and all of them are restricted to the eastern and southern Australia. So it really is a pivotal species for Australia for understanding our history.
Amazing. Daniel, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the ongoing search.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Daniel Gledhill. He's a fish taxonomist with CSIRO's Wealth for Oceans flagship. And later this morning, he'll be unveiling those 9 new species of handfish found only in Australian waters. So keep your eyes out. In fact, go Google now. Have a look at the handfish so you can, if you see one, well, you know what to do to it. Call Daniel. It's 10 to 7 on RN Breakfast.